Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets US Ambassador to India designate Sergio Gore, expresses confidence his tenure will further strengthen India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership. Prime Minister meets President and Chief Executive Officer of Qualcomm, Cristiano R. Amon, in New Delhi, discusses India's advancements in artificial intelligence, innovation and skilling. At least 60 people killed in a drone strike at a displacement shelter in Al-Fasher, Sudan. And in Delhi cricket test match, India end day two with a mammoth lead, a 378 runs, as West Indies finish on 140 for 4 at stumps. Ambassador-designate of the US to India, Sergio Gore, met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his tenure will further strengthen the India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership. Earlier, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed India-US relationship and its global significance with US Ambassador to India-designate Sergio Gore in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he wished Mr. Gore the best for his new responsibility. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri also met the US Ambassador-designate and wished him success for his assignment. The External Affairs Ministry said they had a productive exchange on the India-US Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership and its shared priorities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India offers unmatched talent and scale to build technologies that will shape the collective future. Mr. Modi today met President and Chief Executive Officer of Qualcomm, Cristiano R. Amon, in New Delhi. They discussed India's advancements in artificial intelligence, innovation and skilling. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi appreciated Qualcomm's commitment towards India's semiconductor and AI missions. Qualcomm is an American multinational corporation known for designing and manufacturing semiconductors and wireless telecommunication products. Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Kirti Vardhan Singh outlined India's integrated approach to sustainable urban development at the International Union for Conservation of Nature Congress, emphasizing that rapid urbanization offers opportunities for innovation and resilience rather than challenges alone. Speaking at a high-level ministerial dialogue on transforming our urban environment pathways to sustainability, Singh said, with two-thirds of the world's population expected to live in cities by 2050, countries must shape this transition to drive sustainable growth. Urbanization, he said, concentrates demand for energy, housing and mobility, but also enables large-scale deployment of low-carbon technologies and efficient infrastructure. Referring to the IPCC's sixth assessment report, he noted that migration is increasingly driven not only by employment, but also by climate impacts such as droughts and coastal flooding. The ninth edition of the India Mobile Congress 2025 concluded in New Delhi today. The theme of this year's event was Innovate to Transform, highlighting India's commitment to leveraging innovation for digital transformation and societal progress. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the ninth edition with active participation of delegations from Japan, Canada, the United Kingdom, Russia, Ireland and Austria. The event witnessed more than 150,000 visitors from over 150 countries. Four people have been killed and 12 others injured in a mass shooting incident at Mississippi, USA. The shooting happened around midnight on the main street in Leland. During a gathering, the city's mayor, John Lee, said four of the injured were airlifted to hospital and no suspects have been identified or taken into custody so far. Japan is facing a flu outbreak with more than 4,000 people being affected nationwide. The government has officially declared a nationwide flu epidemic, with about 3,000 hospitals across the country reporting a combined 4,030 flu patients. Okinawa saw the most patients per hospital, followed by Tokyo and Kagoshima. More than 100 schools, kindergartens and childcare centers have been closed due to outbreaks among children. At least 27 people have died in Mexico after floods triggered landslides and swept away homes, vehicles and bridges. Heavy rainfall on Thursday and Friday caused rivers to burst their banks. Hidalgo in East Mexico was one of the worst affected areas. Thousands of houses have been damaged or destroyed, while highways were blocked with debris and electricity cut off. Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum said the government has deployed 5,400 personnel for the relief operations. This is Akashwani. You are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. At least 60 people have been killed in a drone strike at a displacement shelter in Al-Fashir, Sudan. The Resistance Committee for Al-Fashir said the paramilitary rapid support forces RSF hit Dar al-Arqam camp, located within a university, with two drone strikes and eight artillery shells. The RSF has surrounded Al-Fashir for the last 17 months, trying to take control of the Sudanese army's last stronghold in the Darfur region. North Korea has unveiled its latest and most powerful intercontinental ballistic missile, Hwasong-20, at a military parade presided over by the country's leader, Kim Jong-un. The parade, held yesterday, was attended by international dignitaries, including Deputy Chairman of the Russian Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev. The Hwasong-20, described as the strongest nuclear strategic weapon of North Korea, is believed to be capable of targeting the U.S. mainland. In cricket, West Indies scored 140 runs for 4 wickets in their first innings at Stumps on the second day of the second test match in New Delhi this evening. Earlier, India declared its innings at 518 for 5 with Yashasvi Jaiswal and Indian skipper Shubman Gill scoring brilliant centuries. Jaiswal played a superb knock of 175 runs before being run out, while Gill remained unbeaten on 129 runs. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, England defeated Sri Lanka by 89 runs at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo tonight. Chasing a target of 254, Sri Lanka were bowled out for 164 runs in 45.4 overs. Earlier, Sri Lanka women won the toss and opted to bowl. Batting first, England scored 253 for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today felicitated the country's medal-winning contingent from the World Para-Athletics Championships 2025 in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Mandaviya commended the contingent for their extraordinary spirit, determination and record-breaking performance that has made the nation proud. He also said the inspiring message given by the contingent to Divyangjan is noteworthy. The minister said the vision and spirit of New India shown by Prime Minister Narendra Modi is being upheld in the best way. India delivered its best ever performance in the history of the World Para-Athletics Championships, finishing 10th in the overall standings with a record 22 medals, which included 6 gold, 9 silver and 7 bronze. The World Para-Athletics Championship was held in New Delhi. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets U.S. Ambassador to India designate Sergio Gore. Expresses confidence his tenure will further strengthen India-U.S. comprehensive global strategic partnership. Prime Minister meets President and Chief Executive Officer of Qualcomm, Cristiano R. Amon, in New Delhi. Discusses India's advancements in artificial intelligence, innovation and skilling. At least 60 people killed in a drone strike at a displacement shelter in Al-Fashir, Sudan. And in Delhi cricket test match, India end day 2 with a mammoth lead of 378 runs as West Indies finish on 144 at Stumps. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.